Welcome to Intellectual Intimacy, where we're having deep conversations with extraordinary people. This is Cabrina McLean, your host, and on this episode, we are going to learn the story of Tanya, who had a brain aneurysm. Someone that you wouldn't believe saved her life. She has a fascinating story. Listen in as we learn about Tanya's journey.
Hello.
Hey, Tanya, it's Cabrina.
Hi.
Hey, is this still a good time for you?
Perfect.
It is. So you have an incredible story, and, you know, you're one of those people that survived a brain aneurysm. So I'd like for you to tell the audience your journey of what happened and where you are today. So can you take us on a journey of what happened?
Okay. The night before, I say the night before because I woke up into the aneurysm. So the night before, nothing was abnormal. I did my regular routine, went to sleep, and that morning I woke up to the loudest noise and such an alarming sound, and my head hurt so bad.
Mm.
My head was pounding. I knew for some reason, like something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I went and sat up. I sat up in my bed. And I seen my son at the foot of my bed playing a video game. And immediately I vomited.
Mm. Okay.
Once that happened, I knew something was different. And I had this feeling like if I lay down, I'm going to die. I just felt like I need to be fighting for my life.
Wow.
So my son asked me, he said, Ma, what's wrong? What's wrong? I said, I don't know. Go get grandma, because at the time my mother was here. Visiting. So I said, go get grandma. And he said, no. I'm going to call 911. I'm going to call the police department. I'm going to call the fire department. Because he said, spit up, Mom, and you crying. You keep saying your head hurt. I'm going to call all of them.
Mm-hmm. How old was he at the time?
Seven. He was seven. And he proceeded to dial 911.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And well, they were asking, like, I could hear them asking questions, and I kept telling them, go get grandma, go get grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ambulance came, and this ambulance driver was very rude.
Mm-hmm.
I was having a really hard time, remembering things, like, birthday and who was the president and, you know, this one ambulance driver was walking me through it, and the other ambulance driver was like, come on, man, she should know her birthday. How old you say she was? And I'm like, wow, my head is really pounding. I'm confused. I think I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So they finally get me out the ambulance and to the hospital, and apparently I pass out. Because when I wake up again, I'm told that I'm at a new hospital. I went to I can't think of it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the new hospital I went to was Bayview.
Okay.
Bayview Medical. I remember the doctor asking me did I know who she was and, you know, where I was and stuff like that, which I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I passed back out.
Mm.
The next time I woke up, my family members were talking about what was going to happen with my son.
Mm.
And I remember wanting to say something, but I didn't realize I had something in my throat.
Okay.
They had me on a ventilating machine.
And you know what? I didn't ask you, when did this happen? How long ago was this?
This happened August 22nd, 2017.
I see. And we're in 2020 now. You said you woke up, you heard the family discussing what to do with your son. And then what happened after that?
I started kicking. I was trying to talk, but I realized I had something down my throat. So I started kicking, and they realized I was awake, and then I passed back out again.
Okay.
So the next time I woke up, I didn't have, my throat was clear.
Mm-hmm.
I could talk, and family members were coming to me and asking me, did I recognize them? Some I did, some I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
The pain was gone, but I still felt weird. Something didn't, I didn't feel like myself.
Okay.
I knew something was wrong. So the physical therapist came in and they wanted me to walk. I didn't know how long I had been in the hospital or nothing like that. I tried to get up and walk and I fell straight to the floor.
Wow.
My legs are giving out.
Do you know how long you were in the hospital?
I believe it was 2 weeks. I can't remember exactly, but I believe it was 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And then they tried to help you, show you how to walk, and you couldn't.
I couldn't. They tried to show me how to walk and do different exercises, and that was really hard. It was really hard. And it was simple stuff that, you know, I had took for granted at first.
Okay. Could you feed yourself?
But I couldn't. I could, but I couldn't eat. Everything in the hospital tasted like, all the hospital food tasted like a hospital. It seems as though I was tasting ammonia and, you know, medicine. And so they wanted me to drink some Ensures.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't hold that down.
Ensures what? Is it like a nutritional drink?
It's a nutritional drink that puts all the things in you that you need to, your vitamins and stuff that you need to help you gain weight and just get back to you.
Okay. Okay. That's interesting. So you had like a heightened sense of smell and taste, and you were tasting the medicine in your body. That's what it sounds like. That's interesting. And did they tell you what type of aneurysm it was? Can you describe where it was in your head?
It was in the back.
Okay.
It was behind my right ear, in the bottom of my head. And what happened was they ended up putting what they described as mesh.
Mm-hmm.
They put some mesh in my head in that place to kind of hold, for lack of a better word, to just try to hold my brain together.
Interesting.
Because the vein had burst.
Okay.
And, you know, they needed something to connect the two veins to each other.
Okay. And did they tell you the cause of it at all?
High blood pressure, smoking, and I forgot what the other one was, but I know for sure high blood pressure was like the main one because I hadn't been taking my medication.
Okay, that's fair. Is there anything else?
No, not really.
Okay.
I just did my physical therapy was just to walk up and down steps, and I felt this drive to get these things done so I can get home and see my son because I wanted to thank him and let him know mommy is okay.
Wow.
You know, so I was on my physical therapy. I was doing that stuff.
Your 7-year-old saved your life. That's like, that's
he impressive. Saved my life. That's he saved impressive. My life.
So you fast forward, you get home. How did your life at home change?
Well, first of all, my bedroom had to change.
Okay.
So I had, in the beginning, I would have to walk up steps. Now everything was on one level. So family members and friends would come by, and it began to be too much.
Mm-hmm.
And even when my bedroom changed, the walls felt like they were closing in on me.
Mm. When you say, that's really interesting what you just said. You said it began to be too much. What was too much? Recovering or just too many people coming to see you?
Both.
Mm.
Because I could feel the difference in my head. Now I'm trying to deal with that I'll never be the same. I'll never be 100%.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I have, to this day, I still have this stiffness in the back of my neck. Mm-hmm. And there's, I can't describe the way that it feels, but I get spasms in that area sometimes. Mm-hmm. So that was a lot on me. I started getting depressed. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really want to see people, you know. People coming by with well wishes, but mm-hmm. it just, you know, it became really hard because I was going through my own stuff with my mortality.
That you know, for anyone who's going to hear this, that's learning from you, I think the most powerful thing in this moment right here, what you just taught us was, if you have something like that happen, you come home, you need time for your healing. You know, you can't fill the space with everybody else. You need the time to get to know yourself again, basically. And then how long, you know, was it 2 months? Was it 6 months? Did it take for you to feel normal, like walking and talking and eating, that kind of thing?
Well, walking and talking, that took about a month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Walking distances, you know, walking a distance, because I had a cane.
Okay.
At first, I had a walker, then I had a cane, and walking distances took me like 3 months.
I see.
During that time of recovering, though, I was still frustrated because I felt like I shouldn't know how to do this. Like, why is my body not, you know, doing this? Why can't I walk from point A, B to C? Why do I have to sit and take a breath? And, you know, it changed everything.
Wow. So so you said that was 2017, right?
Right.
And now it's, you know, July 2020. Where do you feel you are? Are you 80% better, closer to yourself, that you know who you are, where you should be? Are you at 100%? Where are you?
Well, as far as the feeling of that I know who I am and where I am, I'm at 100%. As far as physically, I'm at 90%. Because I always feel, you know, that in my head, I will always feel the stiffness and spasms. They'll always go on.
That's so interesting. I'm so glad you're sharing this. So the last thing I'm going to ask you is, whether it's a car accident or some type of major injury, what advice do you have for people who are recovering from an injury?
Don't rush your healing.
Mm.
Do not rush your healing. Take your time
mm-hmm.
to absorb what's going on with your body. Pay attention to the things that your body tells you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't overwhelm yourself and go at paces that other people think you should be at. But still have a goal and push yourself
mm-hmm.
as much as you possibly can to get back to you.
That was powerful, too. Thank you. Something that just came to mind is, does your son still feel a little protective? Does he think it's going to happen again? Is he like...
My son is very protective.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, and after the first year, I said, well, I can have one cigarette. So I went to smoke. By this time, he's 8. I went to smoke a cigarette, and he came in my room, and he caught me. He said, Mom, smoke equals stroke. Put it out. And
wow.
He flushed it. He
wow.
flushed it down the toilet.
Wow.
And now, to this day, if I'm, you know, like if I catch a cold or I'm, you know, get the flu or something, he never leaves my side.
Wow.
And he'll go, tell me how you feel. Tell me what you feel. Do you feel sick? Does your head hurt? You know, he asked me all these questions, and, you know, he's still very, very protective. He's 10 now.
Okay, that's so beautiful, you know. Well, I really want to thank you for sharing your experience with us. And is it okay for me to reach out to you if any of the listeners want to talk to you?
Sure. I love it.
Okay. That's great. Well, thanks again, Tanya, for sharing your experience, and best of luck to you, and stay safe out there. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, and you stay safe as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.